Chapter 8. New Lamps for Old. In a faraway land, the wicked wizard was thinking about Aladdin and the magic lamp. He thought Aladdin was dead and the lamp was still in the cave. But he was still angry because he did not have the magic lamp. The wizard wanted to be sure that Aladdin was dead, so he sprinkled some gold powder on the ground.
"Abracadabra," he cried.
The powder spelled out some words on the ground. "Aladdin is alive and well." The wizard was furious. He wanted to be sure that the magic lamp was still in the cave. He sprinkled some more gold powder on the ground.
"Abracadabra,"
he cried. The magic powder spelled out some more words. "Aladdin has got the magic lamp. He keeps it in his palace."
"But Aladdin is poor. How can he have a palace?"
the wizard cried. Then he remembered the magic lamp.
"Of course, he has got the lamp. Now he must be the richest man alive. I will go back to his town and I will kill him."
The wizard set off for Aladdin's town. It was a very long way. When he arrived, he stayed at a small inn.
"I'll see what I can find out about Aladdin's palace," he thought.
That evening at the inn, the wizard heard two men talking.
"Aladdin lives in the biggest palace in the world," said one man. "It's made of white marble with gold domes and windows made of rubies and emeralds."
"And he's married to the beautiful princess," replied the other man. "He's rich and famous, but he's a good man."
The wizard spoke to the men.
"Who are you talking about?" he asked. "Who is this great man with his palace and his princess?"
"You must be a stranger in this town," said the first man. "We are talking about Aladdin. His palace is one of the wonders of the world. All the people of this town know about it."
The wizard was furious again.
"Will you take me to his palace?" he asked. "I want to see it."
"All right. It's not far,"
the first man replied. After dinner, the three men set off for Aladdin's palace. When they got there, the palace's marble walls were shining, and the gold domes and windows made of rubies and emeralds twinkled in the evening sky. Traders were carrying boxes of the finest food into the palace, and gardeners were working in the beautiful gardens.
"What a wonderful palace," the wizard thought. "I know it is the work of the magic lamp. I will get the lamp back, and then I will kill Aladdin. I have got an idea."
He thanked the two men and sent them away. Then he went to the market square and found a lamp maker.
"Please make me 20 oil lamps," he said to the lamp maker. "I will need them by tomorrow morning."
"I will make you 20 oil lamps by tomorrow morning," said the lamp maker. "I will make you 20 of my best lamps."
The next morning, the wizard went to the market square and collected his lamps from the lamp maker. He put them in a basket and walked through the streets of the town. As he walked, he called out,
"New lamps for old! New lamps for old! Give me your dirty old lamp and I will give you a shiny new one."
The people of the town did not understand this. They ran after the wizard. They shouted and laughed at him.
"You silly old man," they cried. "You can't give new lamps for old lamps. You won't make any money."
The wizard didn't listen to them. He walked to Aladdin's palace. He stood outside the door and cried,
"New lamps for old! New lamps for old! Give me your dirty old lamp and I will give you a shiny new one."
One of the servants heard the wizard and she went to tell the princess.
"There's an old man outside the palace, Your Highness," the servant told her. He's giving people new lamps for old lamps. Shall I find an old lamp and change it for a new one? We have an old lamp in the palace. I know where it is. It's in Aladdin's room. I saw it when I was cleaning the floor. Shall I go and get it?
Aladdin was not in the palace. He was hunting in the forest with some of his friends for 2 days, so the princess could not ask him about the lamp.
All right, the princess said.
It's only a lamp. I'm sure Aladdin will be happy to get a new lamp for his old one. So the servant went to Aladdin's room to get the lamp. Then she opened the doors of the palace and gave the lamp to the wizard.
Here you are, she said.
Of course, the servant and the princess didn't know that it was Aladdin's magic lamp. The wizard smiled and took the lamp. He gave the servant a shiny new one and she took it to the princess.
Here you are, a lovely shiny new lamp, she said.
It's nicer than the old lamp, said the princess. It's very shiny. Aladdin will be very happy with it. Outside the palace, the wizard laughed.
At last, I have got the magic lamp, he said.
Then he hid the lamp under his coat and ran back to the inn. When it was dark, the wizard picked up the lamp and rubbed it. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly, the enormous genie of the lamp appeared. He smiled and bowed.
I am here, master, he said. Tell me what you wish me to do.
Genie of the lamp, cried the wizard. Take me and Aladdin's palace and everything inside it to a faraway land. Do it now, please.
I hear you, master, replied the genie, and I will do what you ask. Shut your eyes for a moment. When you open them, you and the palace will be far away.
There was a huge flash and a big cloud of green smoke. In a faraway land, a beautiful princess was asleep in her palace. She dreamt of her husband, Aladdin.